The most emblematic brands that this company produces are Santa Fe and Schneider, and they were created in two very different periods by the brewmaster Mr. Otto Schneider. On the floor, you will see the first labels of the company. On the one hand, since 1912, Cerveza Santa Fe was a brand that was able to find its place among Santa Fecinians. The label you see was used since the beginning, and the colors of the provincial flag are reflected on it. On the other hand, Schneider, created in 1932, is a beer that evokes German tastes and preferences, which results in a more intense body and a slightly more bitter taste. The label that is shown was the first to be used in 1932. The history of the beer is also the history of its bottles, which have undergone different changes. In the glass cabinet, you will see their evolution, and you will find one of the first bottles of beer made out of stoneware. Do you know what stoneware is? It's a ceramic plasticine covered with clays, which makes it hard and absorbs small amounts of water once it is baked. But let's go back to these bottles here. If you take a close look at them, you will see how time has caused great changes. When we say porrón to identify the liter bottle, we are making reference to something very Santa Fecinian. In Buenos Aires, they use this word to refer to the small bottle, which we call pinina here. Here in Santa Fe, we call porrón the beer in 1 liter bottles, which originally was a container typical from the region of Catalonia and Aragon, and was used to drink wine. As you will see in the center of the glass cabinet, it is a pot-bellied container, and that is why this bottle is called that way. It stands out of its very wide mouth that made it possible to bottle the beer by hand with the first pipón kegs, which were big barrels with faucets as the ones you saw in the previous room. As time went by, the bottle slenderized. It became the popularly known generic bottle. And nowadays, that bottle's design evolved until it became the one that we can now find in stores. Did you know that Cervecería Santa Fe was the first brewery to make an advertisement which had a woman as protagonist? It was at the beginning of the 1940s and also suggested a type of glass especially for women, as the one shown on the imperial poster on the wall. Here in the center of the glass cabinet, you will also see a small glass that probably catches your attention. That small glass of 60 cubic centimeters is known as civic glass and was a quantity that long decades ago parents allowed their children to drink before they became of age as a reward for their good behavior. Beer in Santa Fe was a beverage to drink as a family. It was part of the family traditions, and that is why there was a glass for the youngest. As you can see on the photo on the left side of the glass cabinet, this was the first time a stained glass was used. It was in the 1940s. And it was smaller than the current one. When you finish looking at the bottles and traditional glasses of St. Efisenian beer, please go to room 4, where we will tell you about the cakes.